It's been 3 years since Japan's Fukushima nuclear disaster that forced 150,000 people from their homes. Now the Japanese Prime Minister wants to send them back and restart nuclear reactors. But three former Japanese Prime Ministers say the plans are irresponsible. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
PM has come to Fukushima's no-go zone, a 20-kilometre exclusion area, to test the government's claims that all is under control and it's safe for people to return. To get permission to enter, we have to take local resident Kazuo Okawa with us. He comes from Futaba, the town closest to the crippled Fukushima No. 1 plant. When the plant had its triple nuclear meltdown 3 years ago, residents fled to escape the radioactive fallout.
On the day of the earthquake, that clock has stopped.
The town is still deserted. Houses remain collapsed on the road and shops are still boarded up. Okawa comes back every couple of months.
I feel sad. I worked and played in this town and I enjoyed my life here, so I miss the good old days.
More than 150,000 people were evacuated from Fukushima, and Okawa says many of them feel the government and the company that runs the nuclear plants, TEPCO, have betrayed them.
The government and TEPCO are very good at saying nice things to the public, but from my point of view, they lie about the extent of damage and the clean-up. We want them to speak honestly.
Okawa knows he nor anybody else will be coming home soon. The radiation is dangerously high. We're only allowed to spend 6 hours here. From next month, the government will start moving back 30,000 evacuees into some parts of the no-go zone. They say radiation levels are now safe in certain areas. It's all part of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's plan to turn back on the country's 48 nuclear reactors by the middle of this year. They've been idle since the disaster. But the push is meeting stiff opposition, and now three former prime ministers are opposing the move. Naoto Kan was the prime minister at the time of the Fukushima disaster in 2011.
They are trying to restart the nuclear reactors without learning the lessons of the March 11 accident. If the accident had spread just a little further, then 50 million people around Tokyo would have been evacuated for a long time, and that would have put Japan in chaos for 20 to 30 years.
Another former Prime Minister, Morihiro Hosokawa, who recently ran for Tokyo governor on a no-nuclear platform, says the bigger problem is that Fukushima's damaged reactors and the area around them cannot be properly decontaminated.
The causes of the accident haven't been investigated properly. Contaminated water is still leaking and the compensation for victims hasn't been sorted out. I think in these circumstances it is very irresponsible to turn the reactors back on.
The Abe government says it's in the best interests of the economy to make nuclear power once again the core source of Japan's energy. Relying on imported coal and gas is threatening the country's fragile economic recovery. Last month, Japan recorded its biggest trade deficit in 30 years. This is Matthew Carney reporting for PM.